Surprise! It's your cringiest host, Alyssa, and I am going to be editing episode 5 of Sip Boy, an Inuyasha Rewatch podcast. This will be my very first episode I've edited, and I am learning on my own with some tips and guidelines from our sweet, sweet Avery. But this episode was recorded last year, November 27th, 2023, and has been sitting in Avery's computer ever since because she is our producer and our editor. However, Avery's family has been experiencing some personal health problems in the form of her 2-year-old son being diagnosed with neuroblastoma. So life has been a roller coaster ever since, and we have been trying to figure out a way to balance life and jobs and hospital visits and this podcast, because we want to continue to make this. This is something fun we've created, and we hope you enjoy it, and we hope to continue to create it. We're just going to ask you to be patient and for a little leniency as we figure out how to do this together and separately. I am trying to think of ways to take some of the burden off of Avery in these times. I'm thinking of having some guest hosts with or without Avery. I'm not sure. Nothing will be as good as with Avery, so I'm hoping that it could just be like a 3-person stuff for a little bit. And hopefully we can stick to a more cohesive schedule. We're hoping to do monthly releases. So again, there were some technical difficulties. Avery and I were recording on one microphone. We now have 2, and she's got a great new computer, which I have not seen. So we're hoping to just continue to grow and get better doing this, and hoping that Charlie continues to grow and get better. I might include Avery's family's Venmo if you feel compelled to do anything or to contribute some way. That seems to be the common response to anybody who finds out about Charlie's diagnosis, and I am sure they would be ecstatic and grateful for anything. And if all you can contribute is a like or a comment or even just an email, that would be great as well. I'm sure Avery would love to hear from you guys. We actually got our very first email like a month ago, I think. And it was like, it lit Avery up, and she just started going on and on about wanting to do the podcast again. And I want nothing more than to make this happen for her and them while she balances her life. So I'm trying to take on more responsibility. I'm trying to fill my cup more to lessen her cup. I want this to work. I need this to work. This will work, and Charlie will get better. So yeah, we ask you to stick around and be patient and help us contain the strength we need to fight this, the strength we need to survive this, the strength we need to combat this. I think I take more pauses when I don't have anything written down, but I was trying to go off the cuff because I didn't know how to tell this story without going way too into detail, and I've already gone way too into detail. So, thanks for listening. Hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to Sip Boy, a podcast where I watch one of my all-time favorite animes, Inuyasha, one episode at a time and spoiler-free. I'm your cringiest host, Alyssa.
Did you write anything for me?
Last time you were just like, yeah, we do the bit thing. Okay. So I'm sorry.
I guess I'm just Avery. I'm just fuck me. I'm Avery.
I am so sorry.
That'll be the new bit. The new bit will be I'm the cringiest host, Alyssa, and fuck me, I'm Avery.
I kind of love that.
And my name is Avery, and I'm watching Inuyasha for the first time. Today's episode is episode 5, Aristocratic Assassin, Sesshomaru. Sesshomaru?
Sesshomaru. Yeah. Aristocratic Assassin, Sesshomaru, originally...
Fuck you! You told me that was how to say it. Sesshomaru.
Yeah.
Accent on the show. You said Sesshomaru.
I was just giving you the syllables. Sesshomaru.
That's a very different... That was the key that I was missing. I was like, I know there's a da-da-da-da, but I couldn't figure out where to put the thing.
I'm bad at breaking things up, and yet I did it.
Didn't you?
Aristocratic Assassin Sesshomaru originally aired in Japan on November 13th, 2000, and September 28th, 2002, at 11 p.m. on Adult Swim. I decided to look up the times.
Okay.
So far, it's always been at 11 p.m., so I'm a bad child who stayed up very late.
I guess same. Well, no, my brother was really good at the VCR, so we probably watched it the next day.
Yeah. The content of the episode is from Volume 2, the very last panel of Chapter 3, and then all of Chapter 4 and 5. We have finally gotten a complete chapter ending.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So we did it.
We did it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. One volume down?
No, sorry. I meant chapter-wise.
Oh, I'm confused.
So far, every... And you can cut this because I'm annoying. So far, every episode has multiple chapters in it, mm-hmm. except for the very last panel of the chapter, mm-hmm. and that continues in the next episode. This one doesn't do that. So it takes the last panel from from chapter 3, mm-hmm. which is the end of episode 4, and then doesn't take anything out of chapter 4 or 5 for the next episode. It just lets it be all in episode 5.
Okay, that tracks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I always like, wait, chapters, volumes, episodes.
I'm sorry.
No, it is bound to happen when we're talking about different media within the same...
We have 3 more chapters, I believe.
Okay.
Of volume 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we flew through volume 1 already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What ended volume 1? Is that halfway between Gira?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would have to go.
It's okay.
I have it.
Okay.
The touch of my fingers. I have my podcast beats. Episode 4 contained chapter 7 of volume 1, 8. And then that was done. And then started volume 2, chapters 1, 2, and 3.
Gotcha. Okay. So how do you feel about this episode?
We meet an annoying character in this episode.
You have to be more specific. Are you talking about my gremlin baby?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yes. But I was talking about an annoying older sibling.
Oh, it's a Sesshomaru, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind it. I'm really, really excited about the backstory stuff. Like, I'm a slut for a good background story. And I didn't expect, I guess, I don't know. My brain is... just a sieve, so I don't remember things. Like you said, I should have remembered Sesshomaru. I didn't until I did see him, and I was like, oh, I do kind of remember you exist. And I think in episode 0, I did mention the existence of a sibling.
Yeah.
I did remember that something like that existed. However, it just wasn't on my radar, and I did not remember or expect his backstory being so early, and I'm really grateful that it's there, because I just kind of figured it would be a little bit more detached. Like, so many animes with this style of setup are, like, I'm just thinking, like, Hunter x Hunter. I don't know if you're, it's a fun shonen, but, like, they really mete out the background details very stringently. That's kind of what I expected, this being technically a shonen, but I really, really enjoyed that, boom, from the jump, we get a little bit of backstory. And I'll say this later as well, but, like, Ben actually, like, sat down and watched a little bit of it. And, like, yeah, he never does.
Yeah.
he generally does not love anime or my TV shows ever at all, unless there's some beefy backstory. And he was literally walking through the living room during the garden scene when he's talking to his mom. And he goes, oh, he's a sad boy.
And he sits down next to me and watches the rest of the episode. And I'm just like sitting there, like trying not to scare away the bunny. Like,
you mean yes. The 2 minutes remaining of the episode?
Hey, listen, I take what I can get.
But yeah, I was a fan of this episode. I'm excited. I'm excited for what is the promise of the premise of what's going to come for the second part. This third in a row, two-part episode?
You think it's a two-part episode.
I do.
Yeah.
It's not. But, okay.
It's like a three or four.
Oh, okay. Or like, don't tell me they dropped the storyline. Okay. I was really confused.
It just meant it goes on.
Multi-part. For,
yeah. It's a longer arc.
Okay. I'm comfortable with that. I was, I misunderstood that it was going to be a one-shot. I was like, but.
No.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and jump in because we're starting to talk about the ending before we talk about the beginning. So, okay. First note I have is that you've been warning me about a certain something.
Oh, yeah.
We got full moon, baby.
We do.
We sure do.
What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
So I honestly don't know, but in the episode and in the manga, it is a full moon. And so I thought maybe this scene where we first meet Shoshomaru is happening when Inuyasha first wakes up.
Mm.
That would make sense to me. But then it's still there later. So it's, did we go through a full lunar cycle? What's happening here?
Well, I mean, that could make sense too. Who?
We went from 3 days to a month.
I mean, full moon can last three or does last 3 days.
Yeah, but in Yura of the Hair, it was waxing already or waning, whatever.
No.
Or they just thought it would be cooler.
Yeah.
And I'm nitpicking.
Atmospheric.
Yeah.
It looks great.
It does.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair. But it would have been nice if they had paid attention and been accurate with their lunar cycles.
It's okay. Just.
But it did add to
if
your
you're paying
count,
attention,
right?
Then you get confused.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, we open on the moon, and I am old school, guys. I've been around for some time. I have seen things. So in my notes, because I did not want to write Sesshomaru every single time, sometimes I wrote Seshi.
I started just doing SES, I believe.
Yeah. Seshi and Wild Dogs at the Grave with a mini shrine.
CSS. I wrote, oh, hello there. I said, this tall drink of water with a snatched red eyeshadow and purple fashion whiskers, baby girl, you did not prepare me. And I will say, okay, you gave me shit for not remembering this boy from the manga, but like seeing him in full color is different.
Also, he looks very different in the anime.
Did he? Okay.
I think he's much more androgynous looking in the anime, but like physically more masculine.
Mm.
But face is much more neutral, whereas in the manga, his eyes are a little bigger, so he looks very kid-like.
Yeah, he looked doe-eyed.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
a little doe-eyed, yeah.
Yeah, which I guess I don't mind the juxtaposition of,
right.
You know, he's a cold-blooded killer that looks like a sweet little innocent boy.
I think it's more that the art style is different between the manga and the anime to start off with. And second, it might be some of the demon aspect because he's so strong. He looks more human than not.
Yeah, that tracks. I know that's part of the infrastructure of demon stuff.
Because he's very strong, but he's also very like hierarchy. Like he's a lord.
They do call him
Lord Shoshomaru.
Yes. Okay.
Then that's not just like a title. He's.
I think I thought that maybe it was like sir type thing, but it is like literally.
I'm me lord.
Okay. Good timing. I'm obsessed with this little dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's beefy.
He's my dog.
Yeah, I had that thought earlier and I was like, I'm not bringing that up.
Okay, he's totally beefy.
But when she was whimpering on the ground for me to touch her,
me lord, wait, me lord, me lord, please. I will be posting a picture of my shitty dog. I love her so much, but she is objectively a bad dog.
Yeah.
I
didn't mean that as, she's a bad dog.
No, she
I
is.
Just meant,
okay.
I understand the comparison.
Yes.
The comparison is there, and it is strong, and...
I'm so glad you had the same thought, because literally, Ben watched the last, like, couple minutes of the episode, and I was like, hang on, I gotta rewind. Like, you gotta watch something. Turned it on, and I was like, eh? Eh? And he was like, yeah, it's beefy.
I forgot to mention, first off, that... the first scene with the dogs and the tomb is not in the manga.
Oh, okay.
The manga has the last panel of chapter 3, which is Myoga just showing up saying, finally, I'm here. And then the next scene is with the warriors at their dinner.
Oh.
Okay.
And that's where they think the tomb is in the manga.
Oh, that's a little more tidy.
Yeah.
Of storytelling.
But the anime gives you much more character.
Yeah.
You have Shishomaru waxing poetic thoughts to himself.
Which I really love, so I do not mind.
And I wrote down what was said in the Japanese. Mm. Like, it sounds better to me than what they said in the English version.
Yeah, there was a difference between I'm afraid versus...
Yeah.
What was the line?
He was, like, questioning, am I afraid of myself or of the power of my limits, or am I limitless or something?
Mm-hmm.
And in the Japanese, he says... I'm searching for the fang. Once I possess it, I will be able to transform into a much greater power. It seems I am not mature enough to be satisfied with what I have. Am I unsure of myself? No, I believe it is simply a limitless faith in my power.
It's a good line.
Yeah.
It's a really good line. I like both versions. It was an interesting choice on the dubs side to... create this character who's seemingly extremely powerful. We see his power straight off the bat, which is, I assume, why they did the wolves and stuff like that, just to show, like...
They're wild dogs.
Oh.
Because he's a dog demon.
Ah.
That's why they're at the dog demon's tomb.
I see. Thank you for the clarification. To slowly push your glasses up your nose. But yeah, it's an interesting choice to have a very powerful character consider fear as a, like, is this fear? Am I afraid? Maybe a little bit. And that's kind of cool. But it's kind of a harder line. It goes a little more hardcore in the sub.
I think it just makes a little bit more fluid thought.
Mm.
I didn't write down the dubbed, but... it sounds just kind of like stream of conscious poetry. At one point, I was like, this could almost be a haiku.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Just because the way he's leaving it open-ended and not finishing his thought process.
You didn't check syllables, did you?
Yeah. No, I did not. I'm not that annoying yet. Not about that stuff. I did still count the number of times everybody said their names.
Okay. We'll circle back to that.
Yeah.
I said, the handsome stranger... because we don't know his name yet.
Oh, yeah.
Has magic powers that glow like a ribbon dance and eviscerate the nice doggies. They're fucking dead.
Yeah.
It looks really great. I mean, I love the imagery of the ribbon dancing.
His poisonous whip.
Thank you.
Yeah.
His pretty ribbons
mm-hmm.
that just tear the fuck out of the doggies.
You can say it's ribbons, but it's one line. He's just spitting that fast, so it looks like multiple.
Ben goes, Jesus fucking Christ. I don't think he expected this show to be violent.
Oh.
Because most of, you know, when me and you watch animes, it's usually Fruits Basket or love-based animes. But he forgets that that's not most of what I watch and not most of what you watch.
Yeah.
It's just most of what we have watched.
It's just we like to feel good sometimes.
Sometimes we don't want to watch Attack on
Titan. And sometimes I want to be hurt in the most excruciating and pleasant way.
Are you talking about Attack on Titan?
No, I'm talking about Inuyasha.
Okay. So I really liked little Jaqen scrambling up on the little tomb and just fucking destroying the little mini shrine on top. He, and I said, he's so cute. I think you and I have very different opinions on Jaqen.
Well, I've known him longer.
And I currently associate him with my shithead rat.
Yeah.
He takes out the staff that has two faces on them, one of an old man and one of a, quote, beautiful woman who screeches, I said, like that.
All three of our medias refer to it as something different.
Oh, okay.
The manga refers to it as the Staff of Heads. The Japanese refers to it as the Staff of Two Heads. And the dub refers to it as the Staff of the Skulls.
That's the hardest core
yeah.
of the three. That's very, very cool. I learned recently... I learned that the, whatever you want to call it, in my research, it's referred to as a human head cane.
Okay.
It's a thing. It's a real thing. And I was really excited to see that. Like, when me and you were talking about, oh, what should we research this time? And you're like, oh, you can research the cane. I was like, okay. I thought it was another thing, like the beats of subjugation, whereas, like, an Inuyasha, like, specific thing. And I honestly didn't figure there'd be anything behind it, but there's an actual thing. It is referred to as a lot of things, like so many artifacts in like ancient Japanese culture, but either the Jintojo or the Nintojo is a staff topped by either one human head or two, and it is an ancient Shinto Buddhist image. It was meant to symbolize the impermanence of life when a figure was holding it in imagery. It's especially associated with Enmaten or Imaten or Imao. There's lots of words for the same guy. He's the top dude of the 10 kings of hell.
Okay.
And he's often shown holding this human head cane. Just like in the anime, it's always, here, I'll show you.
Oh.
An old dude and a lady who's often seen as beautiful, but sometimes just like,
it's just a female.
A young woman, yeah.
I mean, all women are beautiful.
Aww.
Enmaten is associated with long life and protection from illness and misfortune. He is, along with the Ten Kings of Hell, their skis is that they are basically the judges of people's good and evil deeds and where they will end up when they're reincarnated.
Okay.
Right? So, like, these Ten Kings of Hell, and especially Enmaten, sit in judgment over people that have died and say, how many good deeds did you do? How many evil deeds did you do? And when you get reincarnated, how bad or good will you end up?
Okay.
Right? The two human heads figure into this. Kaguhana is the boy. He's the old man. He, Kaguhana literally means this nose that sniffs misdeeds. He's like often, maybe always shown with his mouth open and he spits fire when he sniffs out the misdeeds of mortals.
Okay.
Right? So especially if there's grievous misdeeds, he'll like spit fire. The female head, however, with closed mouth is Mirume, which means eyes that see hidden faults. Apparently she's like more on the good side of things, and she will spit out a white lotus for those who performed many good deeds during their life. So I don't know if that has any bearing in the anime or anything like that, but that is a thing that's within the mythos of this religion.
Okay.
So the two heads assist Enmaten in making his judgment on the deceased. There are these really cool ancient staffs from like, you know, 1000 BC of maybe AD. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put more information on the Instagram post, but it's cool to see the actual literal carving that's in the anime. I mean, granted, 90% of the information I found was just basically fan art of Jaqen. I did see a weird fan art of Jaqen making out with the cane head.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
I don't think I'm going to repost that one.
You can just find
it. If you literally look up the cane head. But yeah, it was rough. It was a lot. I'll show it to you though.
Later.
Find out that the cane is just under 4 feet tall, roughly 3.8,
yeah.
Which brings Jaqen to about 1.5 feet. So he's roughly Charlie's size. So that's pretty fun. Charlie being my 2-year-old son.
Yeah.
I did remember the flea guy when I saw him.
This guy.
I can't remember his name, but I was like, he's riding a wolf.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy knows Inuyasha, but he doesn't know Sesshomaru?
That line is only in the anime.
Okay. Because I was really confused about that. I was like, that seems unrealistic.
Yeah.
That anyone would know Inuyasha, but not Sesshomaru.
Watching the Prime version of Inuyasha, which is where I was watching the subbed version, it says in the thing, like, trivia, it's a goof.
Oh.
But their premise was based on the movies, so that could be an argument later on of whether or not the movies are canon. I think it could just be argued that Myoga was Inuyasha's father, servant, retainer. Like, he served under him. He was with him a lot. He knows what his blood tastes like. They were that close. Exactly. So why wouldn't he know his older son?
Right.
So it
seems unlikely.
Yes.
Unless, maybe he's just a little guy, he's just a little flea, and he just didn't get out much.
I'm just a flea who's on a giant dog demon. He is small to us, and we see that depiction of Inuyasha's father.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Do we get to learn more about him? Please say yes.
Inuyasha doesn't love talking about his parents.
Is that a no? Damn it. You want no spoilers? Fine. No spoilers.
I know. So soon after this, there's a military camp where some boys are just being boys.
Guys
eating a pig
guys.
Together.
Dudes being dudes.
Dudes being dudes. Guys being guys.
And this is where chapter 4 actually begins, mm-hmm. is in the middle of the ceremony. And in the manga, the general rips the boar's head off with his bare hands.
Brutal.
And then instantly starts eating his flesh. And in the next panel, you see a hand on his head go, and his head comes off and blood spatters out. And in the anime, he breaks the boar's neck, and then Shishomaru breaks his neck.
Yes.
And so I think that is supposed to be a clear indication of what Shishomaru thinks of humans.
That I like that.
No more than animals to him. So
I'm glad that you have confirmed that he did, in fact, break his neck. Because I was like, they're trying to be nice about this, but he broke his neck.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, in the manga, it's clean severed just from a pole. From a pole. The head is not, like, there's no blood coming out of the head, but the body is spurting.
Like Kill Bill style?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And everybody's just confused at what happened. In the manga, they show up because the staff is saying, that's where the tomb is. And then it says, it's not where the tomb is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they interrupted. And then they all get burned.
I wrote me at BP. What is that thing? I think it just says, what is that?
They are put off by Jocken.
Yet again.
Anyone should be.
Yes, correct. Yet another similarity between my dog and this little gremlin.
I will point out that I do think it's funny that he's like, I can't find any boats unless you count the boats over there.
He's so bad at his job. He's so cute. He's like, oh no, we can't find any boats. Oh, there's some boats. I'm like, aw, you suck.
In the sub, he plays it off a little cooler. He's like, Lord Shishomaru found the boats. Of course he did. He's the best at that. I wrote down that his laugh is actually a hee-hee-hee-hee-hee.
Which is literally what my dog would sound like if she ever laughed out loud.
As he goes to fry the humans.
Yes. With the fire-breathing power of the old man.
Yes.
So I found it interesting in the sub that Jocken is like, you know, he's still doing the same talking to himself speech. But in the sub, he says, if they hadn't resisted, they'd be alive.
Yes.
But in the dub, he's just like, these fucking idiots. Yeah. They suck.
And they do kind of say that in the manga as well. Mm-hmm. Just if they had allowed them to pass without disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of not true because Shishomaru had already killed their general,
right?
In that sense.
Seems like some bullshit, but okay.
In the anime, he hadn't. It was only when the general refused to give him the boat. So it does make a little bit more sense there.
Yeah.
He does see them no more than animals, no more than fleas or insects type thing. So if the ants aren't in your home, leave them alone.
Right. He goes, wow, wow, wow. And the staff stops and floats off in a different direction.
Yeah, eyes glowing.
Yeah.
I forgot to say that too. When Shishomaru is put into the shadows, his eyes turn red.
Yeah, they do. He's so pretty.
Yeah. But yeah, the staff floats, the eyes turn red, and we are informed that the fang is moving.
Which I remembered in that moment what fang was.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
No spoilers, but I was like, oh yeah.
Then we are on a boat. And Jocken is...
I love this scene. This scene... Ben did not like this scene.
Jocken is steering and gently tries to breach the subject of maybe talking to one Lord Inuyasha. He refers to him the first time. He gives him a title.
That was a mistake.
And Shishomaru knocks him off along with the paddle, taking the staff away and holding him under the water.
Yeah.
For even... reminding him that that person exists.
Even exists. Like, he doesn't even know he's alive. He's just like, how fucking dare you? It's good comedy duo stuff that Shishomaru is so laissez-faire about drowning this little creature.
Yeah.
And he's doing that
with the last air bubbles. Yeah.
You mean his death?
Yeah. He's not dead.
I just said, Jocken dies. R.I.P. Frowny face.
I can't breathe!
That imp should be dead so many times over. He's fine.
But yeah, in this moment, we find out that Shishomaru does not know that Inuyasha is
reawakened from the tree, and Jaqen tells him that the curse or whatever is lifted, and that's probably why the staff's acting strange.
Yeah,
again, like, I didn't necessarily expect, I don't know, I just hadn't thought about, like, oh, other people have to hear about this news and then react, and people will probably have some strong opinions about it, because sometimes Inuyasha is not the nicest person to be around. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed, but, like, sometimes he can put off a bad impression on people. I've just been picking this up a little bit.
I think you might be misreading it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's perfect baby boy.
Not perfect.
He's never done anything wrong.
He is what he is, okay?
Yes. Some people don't like that. We go back to the dry well. Oh, sorry.
No, I just wanted to say, in the anime, they show that Shoshomaru has disdain, like a disdained look on his face. He really hates the idea of involving Inuyasha in anything, let alone in this endeavor. In the manga, he looks only mildly surprised to hear that Inuyasha's even awake.
I think that might be a difference between the anime's resting bitch face as well.
But they do, like, he does look a little pouty, like his brow furrows as Jaqen's like, it might be why the staff's acting up. And he's like, oh, let me try it like this. I'm acting with my eyebrows for people who can't see
this audio medium.
Yeah. So I just thought it was a little more insight into his actual feelings, maybe.
Yeah.
Or alternative feelings.
I like it.
And yes, next, dry well.
We go to the dry well where this dumb bitch is hauling a bike up a well.
How dare you talk about my daughter this way? My big sister daughter. My lovely
role
wife.
Model. My wife. My mom.
It's so confusing.
She is all of these things.
Yes.
It's like, Nah, never mind. I was going to try and remember details and names from Fruits Basket, and I was like, shit, then I had to remember names. But yeah, I love Kagome for hauling her fucking bike up a well. She says, only the necessities, and also this bike that is the size of me.
It is the necessity.
Evidently.
Have you seen the way Inuyasha runs?
That's true. That's actually a good point. I love her sweater, as usual.
Yes.
Her little blue with her little red X's on the collar and the sleeves.
And the baby powder blue skirt.
Exceptional. We get a quick recap of what's happened so far, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And she's breaking in the rice fields. And it's really, really pretty. It looks really sweet and cool and good.
Yes. I wanted to say that in the Japanese version, they once again refer to the tree of ages as the thousand-year-old tree.
Hmm.
Where are we, people? But in the dubbed, she specifically says a feudal alternative version of Japan.
Yes.
Which is the first time, like, I don't remember that being the thing, that this is an alternate world from the past, because to me, I thought it was just the past and things have changed so much.
Yeah.
Because obviously she is from this story as well.
Right. And, like, I don't know if that was a, you know, interpretation or what, but, like, I don't see it as an alternate universe. But if they're saying, like, oh, because there's so many demons and stuff, maybe that's what they're meaning.
It could be an English or an Americanized, Canadianized.
Yeah, right.
Westernized thought process of, if demons existed, then obviously this isn't actually history.
Right.
Rather than we grew away from this or we overpowered the demon type thing. But this could also play into why we all of a sudden have another full moon.
Right.
If it's an alternative world, how fast is that lunar cycle?
Maybe there's a whole week of full moons?
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe we relax for a day and we come back.
Come on back to that full. Who can say?
Who can say? I'll leave it alone now. I promise.
It's fine. He's rude. He's crude. He says he hates me. I said, this sounds like an ad for the latest sitcom. I would love it. I would watch it. I am watching it. But I was imagining them as being, like, you know, neighbors in an apartment complex.
Mm.
You know, he's rude. He's crude. He says he hates her, but does he? Find out this fall.
Mm. I would.
I would.
I would find out. Okay.
Poor Miyoga. Miyoga?
Yeah, Miyoga the flea.
Okay, good job. Like, Miyoga? No, that's all right. Poor little Miyoga has been walking 3 days, 3 days nonstop. He's exhausted. He just wants to stop for a little rest.
Yes, I will say that's consistent in all of them. So good job, guys. 3 days is the answer.
Which is the length of a lunar cycle.
Apparently.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The bike crushes him.
Must have imagined it.
Ding, ding.
He's dead.
Again, he's fine. He's asleep.
He's totally fine. Inuyasha refusing treatment like any bad patient.
Yes. He's lounging in a chair or in a tree at a very high,
like 20 feet up.
Yeah.
Like really high. He's not just even, asking for it.
Not even looking down at her. Just, I wrote down, nothing doing.
I did too. It's a nothing line, but it really stuck in my brain.
I love it.
I love it.
And hers is just like, come here. Come here. Like how I talk to my cat sometimes. Yeah. Come here.
But yeah, he's really asking for it sitting that high because she, you know, does the thing.
Sit, boy.
I said, cool, okay, Coyote's not dead. Because the last time we saw her, she was buried alive in the woods. And we weren't sure if Inuyasha remembered where she was.
Of course he did.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
What happens off screen might not have happened.
Orotan seems counterproductive to injure a person you want to treat for medical wounds, but
go off.
Yeah.
I really like Kaede around kids, by the way. She's very sweet.
Yeah. That is a thing with priestesses that occurs in this universe, at least. Most of them are kind of caretakers to the children because they are educators as well as medicine women.
Mm.
So they have more time, whereas the women of the village usually tend to either younger children or they're actually helping in the fields or something.
That tracks.
Housework. So yeah. She's kind of a teacher.
She's almost, daycare or whatever.
Yeah.
Katie says it would help if Inuyasha and Kagome liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the children points out, they do like each other.
Eh?
I said, cut to them looking like they're hate-fucking on the ground.
Wow.
And then the eyes. They do.
I wrote down every single version's conversation.
Please.
Okay, which do you want first?
Dub first.
Okay. In the dub, she says, I said, take it off. And he goes, what if I don't feel like it? Undress.
Yes.
In the subbed, she says, just undress. He says, cut it out. And that's the end of that quote. In the manga, she says, just take off your clothes. And Inuyasha responds with, beg me to.
Beg
in bold.
We doing an enemies to lovers? Or are we doing an enemies to lovers? Hell yes. I clipped the fuck out of that last line. Sorry. I'm very, very happy right now.
Like, he's still being a little shit, but man, is it good.
Boy fucking howdy, man. That's extremely satisfying.
Mm-hmm. And then we get another mayhaps.
We sure do. But from Kaede.
Yeah.
Which is the only voice it should ever come from.
Yeah. Mayhaps ye like each other more than I first thought. Eh?
Eh?
Eh? He gets up real fast.
Sure does. But his little pecs are out. So he's not covering up too fast.
No?
Not being too modest. He's a little skinnier than I thought he'd be.
Yeah.
I kind of like
it. He's 15.
Yeah, he's a little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Physically 15.
He does get a little pissy about them doubting his abilities. You know, being like, I'm not fucking human. Stop. God, how many times?
Yeah. I feel like there's been a little bit of a, not a mistranslation, but there's been a constant spoiler, I guess we could say, in the dub, because I feel like Kagome's been referring to Inuyasha as a half-demon and occasionally pointing out that he's half-human, but it's not actually until she gets the confirmation later that we're supposed to know, because in the Japanese, he's referred to as a Hanyo, which is not a traditional word.
Uh-huh.
It literally translates to as half demon, but it's not a given that the other half would be human.
Hmm.
His other half could be, like, he could be half demon, half yokai, or a different kind of celestial being, or any kind of monster. In English, there's almost no other option.
Right.
Because there's not, like, elves or dwarves or anything in this world, so it's either a demon or a human.
Yeah.
That we've seen.
Right.
But in Japan,
there would be more of an understanding that demons could be halved with.
Yeah, something.
Any given thing. Okay.
So in the sub, she goes, "What is a hanyo exactly?" is what she says. But it translates, of course, to "What is a half demon exactly?" Mm. And I think that's just a translation error that could have been handled differently. But it's also the early 2000s and we don't know a lot. But
yeah.
Yeah, so we learn he's half demon, so he heals faster. And Kagome wonders what the other half is what I got from the manga as well.
Okay.
And then he says, "Ah."
And there's a little boy. Yeah. Little guy. Just sucking away.
He's about the size of my pinky nail and quickly grows to the size of my thumbnail.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations. Smash. I said, lol, why is Kagome's instinct to murder this dude? Man, he's like just trying to fucking live.
So that only exists in the anime.
Okay.
And once again, it makes a little bit more sense in the Japanese. He says, "Master Inuyasha, it's been so long." Squirt. "So long, Master Inuyasha."
Yes.
And Inuyasha goes, "What'd you do?" And she goes, Shouldn't I have?
Like, I like that line a lot better.
Then, oops.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, bitch, you did not accidentally pull out.
Yeah, that always did bother me as a kid.
Yeah.
Like,
while he's trying to tell pertinent information, like in the sub, he's just like vamping, but in the dub, he's like, there's serious trouble. We got a bummer run. Yeah. And then she's like murdering him. And it's like, calm down.
He did bite Inuyasha, so maybe she's just like,
she's a flea.
All she hears is flea. So maybe she went into her bag instantly after the flea comment.
I just feel like they're in the country.
Yeah.
And fleas are going to happen, which is probably why she has the bug spray.
It is.
To be fair. Yeah, I said Miyoga is somehow an immortal flea.
I think it's because he's a demon.
Okay. I didn't know if he was officially a demon or not.
The ability
to only call him about a flea. Fuck, I don't know, man. This is an alternate reality, apparently. So anything goes.
I feel like if anything is able to talk, it's sentient enough to be a yokai spirit or a demon, whichever translation you want to pick.
Mm-hmm.
So he does later introduce himself as, "Hello, I'm Miyoga the Flea Demon." So,
gotcha. Okay.
So we get a introduction conversation with Miyoga as children are poking at Kagome's bike.
Yeah.
And we learn about Inuyasha's father's tomb being robbed or attempted to be robbed. And that Miyoga is actually the guardian of the tomb and he has abandoned his post for help.
Which means that Inuyasha's dad... I was like, first of all, Inuyasha has a dad.
I mean, everybody has a... Okay.
I don't know how demons work.
That's fair.
And, like, yeah. He could have just sprung forth from the elements. But a dad that can die, which means that there are demons that die that don't just, like, disappear. Because so far, the demons that we've seen that die just, like, crumble into ash.
Yeah. In the sub, Inuyasha gives Miyoga shit for abandoning the tomb.
Yes.
And he points out that the tomb is empty and the urn itself is in another location.
Mm-hmm.
In the sub, they say his remains are no longer there.
Gone. And nobody knows where they are.
Yeah. And we learn that Inuyasha's father was a dog demon who reigned over the western region.
Phantom beast.
Someone else says over the western lands.
Yes.
So I don't know if that means the west in Japan or if we're actually talking about like on the continent western. So like China inward.
Right.
So,
I mean, there is a lot of dog demon imagery in Chinese legend.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them being like, yeah, it tracks that they would be more in the Chinese region. It does track.
Yeah. And later on, they kind of pull back into that and they make connections as to why he came east.
Mm.
I just didn't know right now how far west are we supposed to interpret.
Yeah.
Because we have that painting in the scene. And
just so pretty looking.
It's so pretty. But I'm also white girl. I can't tell if that supposed to be even older Japan or China or...
The interesting thing that I'm finding in my very brief and very, you know, toe-dipping research, there's a lot of influence from Chinese.
Yes.
You know, to Japan. So,
but they
ancient enough, there's not a whole lot of difference.
Right. that architecture of the palace in the background. I just didn't know if that was supposed to be...
Right. Be a curious thing to... Maybe a future research project.
It could be. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they cut it out. In the manga, they show him with a giant ox in his mouth while he's in the clouds. And so you get to see how big he is in comparison to, like, a giant animal.
That's cool. Yeah, because it's hard to tell scale.
It kind of looks like he's just holding a puppy or something. It's, like, small.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, they fill in more of the background, which is so much prettier, in my opinion. And Inuyasha claims he doesn't remember anything.
We're not Yoga remembers how tasty his blood is.
Yeah, and Inuyasha's inherited that, apparently.
Which I said means he's kind of a perv, but I'm in love. I think so.
I think it just means he's... Yeah, he's a perv. Okay. And Kagome instantly asks about Inuyasha's mom and wants to know what she was like.
She was a beauty beyond compare. Whoosh.
Squeesh. In the manga, when Kagome asks about his mom, Inuyasha snaps at her and tells her to shut your mouth. She died a long time ago.
Whoa. In the manga?
In the manga. And then Myoga continues, and that's when he gets squashed.
Wow. That's intense.
But then, like, everybody is still surprised when Inuyasha storms off. They're like, why did he get so, like, so upset? So I do think the anime paced it a little better.
Yeah.
They let it boil. Let it be a silent rage rather than a knee-jerk reaction like it was in
Explosion. Yeah. I think that's true. I agree. But yeah, he storms out and says to drop the subject and that she died a long time ago. And there's a nice quiet moment where Kaede and Kagome are trying to...
Yes. Sorry. No. I just remembering Kaede says, and then just falls off. Kaede, what do you know? Because in the sub, she doesn't say that. She's just like, I have no idea.
Yeah, like, I had originally made a note while watching the dub. I'm glad that you said that, because I did make a note while watching the dub being like, oh, Kaede knows something, and she's not willing to speak. Mm-hmm. But then I watched the sub, and I thought I misremembered it.
No.
Okay.
She wouldn't know anything, to my knowledge, unless it's
just... Unless Kikyo told her something.
The only thing I could think that she might know is that Inuyasha doesn't like to talk about it, which is something that Myoga mentions.
Mm-hmm.
It could also just be that Kaede inferred.
Yeah.
Right. Well enough.
Fair. She does seem good at inferring.
Yeah.
This next scene bothered the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Inuyasha is a dog demon with dog ears.
Mm-hmm.
He knows damn good and well that she's down there, and she starts talking out loud to herself.
Yeah.
He's hearing all of that.
He's up.
I don't give a shit.
He's so tall in that
tree. You think so? You didn't hear it?
There's so much wind.
I think she's trying to get his attention.
She's also whispering. Also, it's her, so he's probably not listening.
The dumb bitch. Why don't you leave me alone? I mean, obviously, he knows that she's there because he drops down on her when the wind picks up or whatever. Yeah. But, like, I was just like,
yeah,
come on. We don't need you to talk out loud. Just keep on doing the mental, you know. Anyways. She's just, he's on his thinking tree, which is what I like to call it.
tree shows up a lot. In the manga, as she's having the self conversation, in between panels of her finishing her thought about his mom possibly being human, a shudder runs through her. We don't get the whole ambiance of the trees and everything.
Mm.
It's just like all of a sudden she gets cold.
Mm.
She finishes the thought, and then Inuyasha pushes her down to the ground.
Cool. I like that.
And
got kind of the force or whatever the...
And she does, like, the very last thing she thinks is, what was that? Like, what is that? And then he pushes her down. He's like, can't you tell? Like, that's the demon energy. Like, who is this demon that's approaching?
Oh, cool.
So that's like what the wind is supposed to signify.
Gotcha.
And why...
Nice.
I mean, it's a lot more show than tell in the anime, but it's also a little more confusing because it is a natural element.
Yeah.
But the clouds are moving in such an auspicious way.
Yeah, I think it's unnatural enough, and what we see next is unnatural enough.
It attracts. So Inuyasha reacts to the demon energy. He forces Kagome down. And
before we move to that, I just wanted to give absolute 100% props to Kagome's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. We've got an actual, like, Second Life, like, anime storyline where the family is in support of her.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're, like, talking openly to each other. Holy shit. I love this mom. She's amazing.
Yeah, we don't get that flashback in the manga, but I still love Aunt Pagome's mom because she is...
She's
supportive. Like, she makes her food later to take back to all of her friends when she finds out what Inuyasha likes to eat.
No, that's so sweet. Oh my god. Yeah, and like, just like any, you know, person that has a lot of privilege, she's like, I bet Inuyasha's mom really loves him. It's like, you don't know any.
Their own mom.
And he hates their own child. It's like, oh no.
Oh no.
But I'm glad that you had that experience.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Inuyasha forces her to the ground and Kagome gets her own sit boy moment.
It is good. It's extremely good. You know, he loved that a little bit.
In the sub, he says her name before he pushes her down. He says, Kagome, get down.
Right.
And in one of the versions I listened to, they didn't even translate her name, but I heard him say it.
Oh, weird.
So in the English, he only says her name later.
Mm.
So I'm keeping track, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He says her name like 1 to 5 times.
Good. Keep that ratio going.
Yeah.
We will be feeding this data to Ben.
Okay.
Since he is a data analyst. And he will be giving us some extremely good reports at the end of this season. I can already tell.
And I wrote down, he cares when he pushed her down. So
when he shoved her head into the ground. Something's coming. Can you feel it?
Yes. And we see a carriage floating in the breeze.
Against the full moon,
once again. And I wrote down, even after all these years, even from that far away, Inuyasha can recognize his own mother. My heart. Ouch. My heart for this baby boy.
No. She wants us to love his mom.
She is bound in chains and trapped by an oni's hand. So that creature is the traditional depiction of an ogre / oni.
Oh. Okay.
It's much bigger than anything we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
So
much.
Much more mindless creature than anything else.
Definitely like enslaved beast vibes.
The anime doesn't like give you a lot of features on the creature.
Mm-hmm.
In the manga, it's almost like his brain's on the outside.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sounds cool.
He just got wrinkly forehead.
Mm.
It's gross.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, tell me more.
Go on. I'll look it up later. Don't worry.
And in the Japanese, it's referred to as a palanquin.
Palanquin.
Thank you.
Got you.
I don't know what that is other than a carriage.
It's a carriage. Okay. It's a fancy carriage with more decoration than the average carriage. Palanquins are carried.
Oh, yep. Okay. That would make sense for the handles at the lower.
The fact that they stretch straight out.
Yes.
That's for carrying on your shoulders.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
The chains are being guarded by imps.
Baby Jockins.
Yeah.
Baby little Jockins that make little... When they all fall down, they're like, I love them. Oh, dumbass. The big boy reaches down from the sky and crushes the palanquin. And it's a giant beefy demon of the sky, Rar, just holding Inuyasha's mom's body. I thought she was dead for a sec.
Understandable.
Yeah.
And as instinctively as possible, Inuyasha rushes to save her and is stopped by fire.
Fucking Jockin.
Mm-hmm.
Flame blasts him, but misses him.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially on purpose. Who can say? There was an interesting difference between the dub and the sub here, where Sesshomaru was like, in the dub, says, once we're through, I want him dead. But in the sub specifically says, don't kill him till we're done.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, stop trying to kill him right now. Mm-hmm. Versus in the dub, where it's like, yeah, by the way, we're definitely killing him later.
Which would explain the reaction Jockin has more to me, because in the dub it's like,
yeah, we're
gonna
why kill
are you
this dude?
Scared
yeah
to be told that you're going to be doing this, rather than hey, stop it, we'll do that later.
Exactly Yeah, and like the first version, it should be like, ha, 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 yeah dude,
yeah.
Totally, we're on the same page. Not yes sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes my lord.
In the manga, he does a similar thing. He chastises him and says, wait till we're done talking. And then Inuyasha refers to him by name, which at this point we've heard Jockin say his name,
mm-hmm.
but it's a little more impactful to hear Inuyasha say Sesshomaru.
Mm-hmm.
And in the manga, he says, "You remembered me, I'm flattered, dear little brother."
Hmm.
In the subbed, he says, "How admirable that you remember your older brother."
Mm-hmm.
And the dub, he just says, "Little brother," like after the speech.
Yes.
I thought my brain would be better at remembering the dub. I didn't write all the quotes.
It's okay. Doesn't need to be word for word. We get a commercial break.
We're back.
Now we're back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Look at me, at least in the dub goes, "He called you his brother. Does that mean he's..." And I was like, your brother?
Yeah. She's got questions. She needs a full family history. She wants a tree.
Give me the details.
She needs to know who is related to who.
Wait, if he's your brother, then what does that make him?
And whose mom is his?
Who am I?
Who am I in all this? In the manga, when he notices her, he was like, "Oh, a mortal." The caption for the sound effect is just zip as she goes behind him and says, "You got a problem with that?"
Hides behind him.
She says it behind him.
That's extremely good.
In the sub, she just goes, "What?" Like, she says the words "for what," and they don't even bother translating it. She makes a similar comment of just like, "Yeah, is that a problem?" in the dub.
But no, Heidi.
Yeah.
I really like the shade from Sesshomaru. The "others would be shamed, but with you, she quite suits you." Bitch. This guy.
Yes, it is a taste from father, he says.
Mm-hmm. And so we learn in this exchange that she is not Sesshomaru's, right?
Right.
Because he's full Deem.
Deem?
Deem.
Deem. He's full demon, yes.
Okay. And therefore, he's got a different mom, question mark?
Yes.
But they have the same dad.
Yes.
Okay. So.
They're half siblings.
Yeah. Inuyasha's basically like, get to the point. And.
It's like, did you just come all this way to remind me that you hate me?
Right. Literally, like, what do you want? Which big sibling energy.
And Sesshomaru is just like, "You really think I'm that stupid that I would come all this way just to fuck with you?"
Yeah, like, I've got all that time.
I have things to do.
How dare you? Don't insult me. I don't like you.
I can insult you. You can't insult me. That's not how this hierarchy works.
Yes.
And he very blatantly says, "I'm after dad's tomb." And Inuyasha's like, "Oh, so you're the fucker who's been messing around with shit."
They should let Inuyasha cuss.
They should.
They really should.
The closest we get in the manga is some which is supposed to be like fuck.
Let Inuyasha say fuck.
Sesshomaru says it too.
Good.
Sesshomaru is like, "Hey, we need to do this. I want something from dad's tomb. You know where it is." And Inuyasha's like, "I don't. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you." And he's like, "Oh, really? How about if your mom was being hurt, then would you tell me?" And he starts to attack her, and Kagome's freaking out, and Inuyasha's like, "What kind of an idiot do you think I am? She's been dead for years. We both know that," is what he says in the dub. In the sub, he's just like, "She's been dead for years." Hard stop. Doesn't say, like, "We both know that."
Mm-hmm.
In the manga, Sesshomaru stands up for himself and boasts about his power and the ability to draw a soul back from the underworld and even give them flesh and all that stuff. Whereas in the anime, they let Jokin do it. And Sesshomaru instead just has a smirmy like look on his face of, "Oh, really? It's a trick, is it?" Which I think is much more underhanded.
Yes, it's much more shitty, much more bitchy, mm-hmm. and therefore a good choice.
But before that, we hear the clues in both the English and the Japanese that Sesshomaru has been given to find the location of the tomb.
Right.
In the Japanese, it's visible but invisible, a place the grave's own guardian cannot see. And in the dubbed, it's seeing yet never seen, protected yet never known to its protector. And in the manga, it's not brought up yet. It's in the next chapter that he enlightens Inuyasha to the riddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Inuyasha is like, oh shit, this might actually be my mom. Like, I can't let her just get tortured. What the fuck? She's like, I've come back from the world of the dead. He goes, stop hurting her. And Iron Reaver, Soul Stealer.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down this time. It's Iron Reaver, Soul Stealer.
Okay.
I said, Iron Reaver, Soul Stealer, and takes the bulky lad's hand off.
Yes.
Poor bulky lad. He's really seemed kind of sad.
He is. He lost his hand.
Yes.
In both anime versions, she admits to being brought back and kind of begs Inuyasha to save her.
Mm-hmm.
In the manga, she says, I've been dead once already. Do not fret.
Oh.
She says, Inuyasha, do not fret since I've already been dead once before.
That sucks.
Yeah. But I feel like that's very much mom-ish. More of a mom thing rather than a, I'm back. Back from the dead.
I agree. It feels much more.
I mean, she doesn't come out and say, save me.
Right.
But she is saying, like, no, it really is me.
Yeah, exactly. It feels more like a trick.
Yeah.
In the anime version.
I wonder why that is.
Can't say.
Not yet. The squeeze that happens at that moment that makes the mom pass out. In the manga, it looks like she actually gets, like, her spine gets broken because her arms go up like,
That's not supposed to happen. Hand gets knocked off. Little guys fall down. Inuyasha says for Kagome to get out of there with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And while Sesshomaru is beating the shit out of the bulky boy, doing a bad job, that guy goes for the mom. And the mom has powers.
Yeah, which is... You brought up earlier that if the person was worthy with the staff of two heads, mm-hmm. a lotus would appear. And isn't that a lotus?
It is a fucking lotus!
Okay. I didn't think of it. Like, I wrote down, she has a lotus that gives her powers, but maybe we can infer
make that fucking connection.
That the staff gave it to her because she was worthy of it and she's been holding on to it to use in this moment.
It makes me really happy, but also I don't know what to think because I know the ending of the episode.
Yeah.
But I don't know what comes next, so
I will.
We'll put a kind of bookmark on this because a pin that is really cool.
I wrote down that in the subbed version, when Inuyasha tells Kagome to help his mother, Kagome, it's translated, "Are you all right, mother? Can I, like, let's get up," is what Kagome is saying to her. But I heard her say Inuyasha, so I feel like she said like, are you okay, Inuyasha's mom? Like, and the subtitles were just like, that's too much. We'll just let her call her mom.
Interesting.
And yeah. I was like, you guys ship it, don't you? She's already calling her mom.
They're already married.
Or it's in the dub, it's just, oh no, are you okay?
Mm-hmm. I did not catch that.
Yeah. I was counting the number of times she said Inuyasha's name. It's the only reason I could not
count it.
Yes.
Even though it wasn't translated.
There were two times where she referred to Inuyasha and it wasn't translated. And I assume it was more in reference. And I'm only ever counting it when she verbally says Inuyasha's name.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, we'd have a whole lot more if it's every time she thinks it. She thinks it a lot.
Cough, cough.
Oh, the rest of the lotus scene doesn't happen in the manga.
Really?
Well, I mean, the lotus happens and then they wake up mm-hmm. in the manga. We don't get to see the backstory of what happened with the Oni, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Much more of a surprise ending, I think, that way.
I could see that being more effective, but I am glad that we got it because it got me a little hook, you know? Or like,
well, so we get that smile.
And we do.
If this doesn't work, I'll kill you.
Should it fail, Jaqen, you will die.
I felt feelings, and I'll leave it at that. Because we will be talking about things later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a scheme, is basically what we learned. Jaqen says it's going according to plan. And I did the colon O face. And we go to the border of the spirit world,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking beautiful. It looks so good. It looks like fucking watercolor. It's so pretty. It's so pretty.
Because she's going to the good place.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or at least the mom is.
Yeah.
Who knows what this thing is? Gomi is out cold, but I guess that's okay. check her pulse or anything. Like,
well, he was fine, so she's obviously fine. I wrote down that Inuyasha, in both anime versions, he says, oh yeah, I forgot you were dead. Whereas in the manga, he is like, okay, yeah, I know that you're dead, but I forgot how little I was when you died.
That was the impression I got from even the anime. I didn't get the impression that he forgot that she died. I thought it was like, oh yeah, it's been so long, I forgot how young I really was.
Yeah, but he literally was like, oh yeah, you're dead, I forgot, is what they say.
Yeah.
Whereas she's like, you've grown up splendidly. And he says, well, I was pretty little when you died. And then she asks for forgiveness and says that he must have suffered. And I wrote down, in the manga, he does more than just do the hand crossing thing. He crosses his foot like he's leaning against something too, trying to look so nonchalant, saying, it was nothing.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe bull.
My poor bull is what I wrote.
This was the line, the how could you ever forgive me, that made Ben go, oh no, he's a sad boy.
The look on his face, we've never seen him this disarmed.
Mm-hmm. And it's so vulnerable.
It'll be a while if we ever. Yeah.
Pop over to Kagome, who can't move. Uh-oh.
First thoughts, everyone's safe. Good. Second thought, why can't I move? Third thought, why can't I talk? Fourth, where's her face?
Yikes. Big yikes. Big uh-oh.
Kagome has witnessed that Inuyasha's mother's reflection shows no face. We're in a trap, a farce, and...
Uh-oh. Partings are never easy, wouldn't you agree?
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Kagome's freaked, but she can't warn him. Mm-mm. It's the number one nightmare of all time.
Yeah, being bound and speechless.
Being neutralized, being unable to help when you know something and somebody doesn't know. That's like my most recurring nightmare, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun fact for me.
Sorry about that.
Hey, what are you going to do? But then the other day I dreamed about Snoop Dogg eating jambalaya. So, you know, it's a wash. It's all good.
So far, your dreams are better than mine.
So that's the episode.
Yay.
You have already warned me that this is not a two-parter, but a multi-parter. So I will be looking forward to learning more about the saga of Sesshomaru and the Faceless Mummy.
The Faceless Mummy.
Mummy.
Yeah, it's a three-partner.
Okay.
So, you know you have something to drink right now?
I do.
But I don't.
The wine's better when it's chilled.
But I assumed.
Yeah, if you want to. But in place of wine.
Yeah. Should we get some lemonade?
Speaking of mommy.
No.
Let's fix the lemonade stand.
Okay.
So I can't remember who went first last time.
I don't know either.
Let's see. I went first on the one. Mm-hmm. You, two, three, four. So it's my turn.
Okay.
You know who I'm taking to the lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. This mysterious red-eyed boy who's kind of mean.
Yeah.
He's got so many red flags. I'm not going to let him drive me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you where I'm going. I'm going to hook you up with my navigation pin.
Bitch, I can't help you. I'm coming with.
Okay, cool.
I'm on the other arm.
Oh, shit. Oh, you're fucked. We're going on a double date. We're having a three-way with Shitsomaru. We gotta get Chloe roped in. We gotta get her with our navigation pins so that if he tries to murder us, they'll at least know where to find our bodies.
We just have to not piss him off.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's pretty enough, and I would love to compliment him all day long, so that's probably easy for me.
We just can't let him... Never mind. I can't say that.
Okay.
I mean, I know this is an explicit podcast, but I don't think we should get that explicit.
Oh. Okay, well, tell me, and then I'll cut it out.
His nails are poisonous.
So, that's a great hand gesture, and I'm leaving it in.
You would, which is why I wasn't going to say it.
You're not falling for my trickery anymore.
Don't know how the whip works for binding, but yeah, those claws are...
Well, Kagome is incapacitated. Do you think that's Sesshomaru or Jaken? No, thank you. I'm not Jaken.
We didn't establish rules. Did we have?
We have no rules.
I know. No rules, just right. Do we have duplicate power?
Apparently, because I've stunned Inuyasha twice already.
Okay. I don't have any problem with that. Okay, cool.
I feel like there needs to be at least not two in a row, unless it's like this person's going to die type of thing.
Sure. Or
it's literally the only option. If
one character is being exceptionally sexy two episodes in a row.
That's valid.
And you can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
You just can't. You just can't.
This is a three-parter. I did say that.
Although I did have eyes on the mama. She's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But the facelessness made me couldn't do it.
Okay.
I was like, oh, there she goes. I can't take that to the lemonade stand. People will see. I can't be seen.
They don't see it until they see it.
I'm not going to do it.
You know? Okay.
There's too many unknowns. We'll see next episode, but at the moment, she makes me too uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
So Shomaru will gladly drown his, life partner.
Junkin is a servant.
His manservant. Just for reminding him he has a family. But at least I know that about him. You know, I know what.
I'm reminded of all the things that Shishomaru does to Jaken all of a sudden, and he's a dom without a sub, and so he just takes it out on Jaken is what it is.
It works for us. Let's go!
Well,
that was an excellent episode. Thank you so much for joining us for Sit Boy and Inuyasha Rewatch Podcast. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Instagram and Tumblr and even YouTube at Sit Boy Cast. And you can email us at sitboycast@gmail.com.
Yes, please do email comments, concerns, more research that you feel like we need. Let me know if I'm getting annoying with all my manga interruptions. I can maybe make it a different format or even a Patreon thing. I was thinking if it gets too heavy. I feel like I interrupt you all the time just to tell.
Actually, that's not how it happened in the manga.
I like the tidbits, okay. But it would be interesting to hear how other people feel about it.
Yeah.
I think I actually cut this out. I'm not sure, but I'm the dork that will read every word of every author's note of every manga that I ever read. So I like the background information, but yeah, like if it's getting too much, absolutely let us know.
Yeah. Talk to us. Say how we're doing.
Hello.
We're nerds too.
We like talking.
Obviously.
Well, thank you. And
wait, what are your predictions for the next episode?
Oh, well, it's a three-parter. Okay, fuck. I didn't prepare for this. Second part, I do think that the plan is for the mom to try and trick Inuyasha into crossing spirit world border.
Okay.
And basically die.
Oh. Oh, murdering Inuyasha again. Okay.
Your reaction tells me no.
Or you're right on the money and I wasn't prepared for it.
That is what I'm assuming from the what's being set up in the episode. I think Kagome will recover her paralysis right in time. And then he'll see it. And then he'll not be able to beat up his mom. And it's going to be really sad. But then I don't know from there.
Okay.
So Shomaru and Jaken show up and get their asses kicked. I don't know. They can't die because they have big BBEG.
Yeah, I basically told you already that Jaken is immortal and Shishomaru does things later, so obviously.
Yeah.
But
he's got big bad evil guy energy. Like, they're coming back.
Shishomaru is... And I started doing an accent and then stopped, so sorry about that.
I loved it. Go on.
He is a medium bad who thinks he's a big bad, who Inuyasha thinks is a big bad and treats as a little bad.
As a annoying older brother. I like it. Well, join us next time for episode 6. Again, my name is Avery.
And mine is Alyssa.
Until next time.
See you soon.
So
you can
nice simul